USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on Americans to reject hate and racism after the shootings in Metro Atlanta earlier this week that killed 8 people, 6 of them of Asian descent.
There are simply some core values and beliefs that should bring us together as Americans. One of them is standing together against hate, against racism, the ugly poison that has long haunted and plagued our nation.
The president is speaking at Emory University after meeting with leaders from the Asian American community in the area. He also called on Congress to pass a hate crime bill that aims to combat violence against Asian Americans during the pandemic. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing harassment allegations from another woman, this time from a current aide. The woman, Alyssa McGrath, told the New York Times about her experiences in the governor's office. She is the first current employee to come out with allegations against the governor. Cuomo has denied all allegations, but is under investigation by the state's attorney general. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
As some areas in Europe are locking down amid a surge in COVID cases, some are looking to learn how Florida handled the pandemic. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Florida's experience of the coronavirus pandemic has confirmed the lockdown approach is a failed approach. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News Thursday.
Not only has it been absolutely destructive to those societies, the COVID results per capita have been worse in places like New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Some 21 million people in 16 areas of France are under new lockdown measures Friday. France has recorded more than 35,000 new infections within the past 24 hours.
France's prime minister also announced that the country would resume administering the AstraZeneca vaccine after an 8-day suspension. France and several other European countries put a halt on the vaccine rollout after multiple people developed blood clots after getting the vaccines. The European Medicines Association has said there is no increase in the risk of blood clots after getting the AstraZeneca shot. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz will be leading a delegation to the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday the 26th amid a surge of illegal aliens. USA's John Clements reports.
The Biden administration has been blamed for the humanitarian crisis as thousands of children have been encouraged to come to the border despite the dangers. During a conference call, Senator John Cornyn spoke of those dangers.
The Border Patrol has told me that roughly a third of the women and girls who make their way into the United States have been sexually assaulted.
Senator Cornyn also told us many of the children come from countries that advocate America's destruction.
That just this year, they had detained people from 54 different countries at the Texas-Mexico border.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
If you thought last month's bitter cold was chillier than any February's in the past, you were right. It was. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration puts February 2021 as the coldest in more than 30 years in the U.S. North America, Scandinavia, and Northern Asia were all significantly below average in temperatures last month. The central and eastern tropical Pacific Ocean, as well as Australia and parts of the southern oceans, were also notably colder during February than in previous years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.